Here we are on beautiful Jones Street.
You saw Ted Jones.
Sponsored by Stock L Dreamery, the most delicious vegan cheese on the market. We got original smoked paprika and chili, garlic and herbs. And I'll tell you what, guys, this is the best vegan cheese you'll have. Don't forget the cheddar melt. Enjoy the episode.
Checking. Good. 1, 2.
Levi White, what's checking up, buddy?
You coming in from Bay Ridge?
Bay Ridge, baby.
Love it, dude. And you're originally from Florida.
Florida, yes.
Florida is such a great state, and I feel like it just gets too much shit sometimes. You're a Zen guy?
Big Zen guy. You a Zen guy?
No, I haven't. I've never done it. I've been intrigued by one, but
you want to do it right now?
No, because I feel like I
could. That could be the thumbnail.
Can you? It's just me popping up. Wait, bro, you do upper deckies or bottom or what?
Upper.
Okay.
I fell asleep with one in my mouth last night.
Really?
Yeah, and I woke up and it wasn't in my mouth, and I was like, oh, fuck, I swallowed it.
Yeah, but then it was like under your pillow.
It was like stuck on my back.
What's the difference between an upper deckie and then that lower deckie?
I don't think anything. I think maybe it's more obvious, like your lower lip sticks out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I think the upper is like, I'm not doing dip.
Right.
I got class.
Did you ever do chewing tobacco?
No, I did it once. It was in Florida.
Yeah.
We went to this place called Jenny Springs or Blue Spring. I don't know, whatever. It was a spring, right? And I was with members of the football team. I never played football, but I was, you know, cool kid. Hung out with them, you know. No, I was like their make-a-wish. I was just hanging
out. Just with the squad? That's hilarious.
Same street. Grew up. Anyway, so they're all doing dip. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to be cool. And so I did it, but I also had drank a whole 2 liter of like generic, like gas station Dr. Pepper.
Oh man.
And so they're all swimming upstream and yeah. I just start.
I've done chewing tobacco, I think 2 times in my career, both times in college, and both times my face just turned completely white and I felt like shit and it was awful. You can't even tell that the Zin's in your mouth right now. It's on the top lip.
Oh yeah, yeah, too.
Mustache too. Yeah. Have you seen recently on podcasts that there are like a number of big podcasters that just like will sneak in talk about Zin's recently?
Oh yeah.
And that there's some controversy behind like, are they getting paid or what's the deal? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I think at this point, I don't know. You know what? That's probably a better marketing plan than having like,
yeah, it's now time for an ad. People say you get like a nice little high from it. Yeah. I don't know. I'm scared a little bit to try.
Yeah. No. Well, you like an addict and shit?
Yeah. Not an addict. If something's fun, I would definitely do it more times than once.
I'm just a fun guy.
Bro, I haven't smoked weed in a month, and this is the longest I've gone since high school. My dreams have been crazy.
Right?
Because I don't know if you've heard, but like
once
you stop, you just have like whatever it is, like 5 years of dreams.
I haven't been high since August.
Okay.
I stopped all weed altogether.
What was there like an event that made you stop, or you were just like, I don't want to do this anymore? I feel just groggy.
It wasn't too groggy. It's just like, it's like I hate myself. Like I don't need
really.
To, yeah, and it's just enhancing it.
Do you drink?
You know, yeah, not as much as I used to.
Yeah, me too.
I don't really get fucked up. Ever.
I'm like a once every probably 2 months. I'll have like 2 or 3 drinks. I used to drink all the time in college, like to the point where I was having 1.5, 4 Locos. Because you know, if you have 2, you probably die. But yeah, I was definitely sipping that down 4 Locos.
That was back when like 4 Locos were.
Yeah. When they had the real ingredients in it.
I never got to that point. I got to when it got downgraded. Then I was like, I'll try.
That's when you started it.
Yeah.
I think they had those ingredients in 4 Loko. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, this is probably right around like the 2010s. There was like a year and a half where kids in college were seriously like, if you had more than 1 4 Loko, chances are you'd be hungover for a week.
They blackout.
Yeah,
caffeine in them, right?
Yes, caffeine and fruity drinks and like I just remember the taste. Yeah, dude, the taste. Like if you had one and you blacked out from it, you had to switch flavors because you couldn't deal with that specific flavor again.
Yeah,
when I was in college having bad vodka, I can never have that vodka again. Like Burnett's, something like that.
Cherry Burnett's
or the apple.
Ugh, God, that's gross. Yeah, I think I've had a 4 Loko maybe twice. And one, I was in New York for an internship in like 2013. And I think maybe the previous years when they stopped making like crazy 4 Loko. But I was like, fuck it, I'll have it. And I still like got fucked up. I was already drinking like whiskey. And
right, right, so, right.
I ended up spilling half, a lot of it in my bed. I spilled like half of it in my bed. Zen in my bed, Four Loko in my bed.
Yeah.
When did you move to New York?
I moved to New York in 2014. I was 24. Yeah, I don't know. I, you know, grew up in Florida, never really liked it. I always wanted to move up north.
Was it like a big sports high school that you went to?
No, no. I mean, we had, you know, football team, baseball team. But
what was that? What was the neighborhood? Cocoa Bean? What was it?
Cocoa.
Okay, Cocoa.
There's Cocoa and there's Cocoa Beach, like right next to it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm actually like from a township called Port St. John.
Okay.
Which is just a small little section of Cocoa.
So what part of Florida is that?
It's East Coast, like Central East.
Okay.
You know, and yeah, so yeah, you go out to Orlando, you know, whatever. But I wasn't like a party guy or anything. So just go to Orlando to see like
I was talking about
metal
this.
Shows yeah. and whatnot.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're a big metal guy?
Yeah.
MF Doom?
Well, that's not.
Is he not metal?
No.
Is his name Metal Face Doom?
Well, he's like hip hop.
Oh, really? I don't know. His name's just Metal Face. So I thought he was metal. Yeah, I don't know. We're cutting that part out. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Nah. But
Black culture.
There's apparently a big. I talked about this on the last podcast. There's a huge resort in Orlando that they've built where there's like an 8-acre lagoon right next to Disney World, and I don't know. It looks like a good time. Looks like Orlando's on the come up.
Well, Florida is a good time, you know, but it's like, it's not things that I like want. I don't go to the beach. I'm pale as fuck. I just burn. I don't, you know, it goes right back to white after the red goes away. You know, there's that skin cancer all over the place.
And maybe growing up there, like, you know, you wouldn't appreciate it because you're there every single day and it would get old.
You think that, but there are people like that I grew up with. Where, like, I could never leave. Here, this is really? Paradise. Yeah. You know,
what kind of stuff do your good friends from Florida still do living down there?
Well, my good friends, not most of them left, but you know, we were all kind of on the same page. But the people that I know, like from high school and everything, that still live there, you know, they work on boats. You know, they do a lot of like fiberglass work on boats, shit like that, and they just spend their time on the beach, getting drunk. And having a great time. I mean, it's a nice life.
Pop is in, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Now, if I went down there, they'd be like, you're a cool guy, Levi. You're big on Zins.
Oh, you're pursuing your dreams, big on Zins, dude. Did you go to college in Florida?
Yeah, I went to Florida. Well, I went to several colleges. I went to First Community College.
Okay.
Then I went to UFC, and I was going there to...
What's UFC?
Or UCF.
UCF, University of Central Florida.
Central Florida. So yeah, I'm retarded. And went there to be a teacher. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I was like, I'm not good at this. I'm going to pursue music because I did music for most of my life. And so then I went to FSU for music.
And were you were taking
doing comedy.
You were taking teaching classes at UCF?
Yeah, I mean, very basic shit. And, you know, I had to, like, go to elementary schools and, you know,
dude, when you go to
teachers and
okay,
shit.
When you go to teaching college, though, do you study specific subjects that you'd be interested? Because I can't imagine that you'd be like, all right, you're going to do math, history, and chemistry or whatever.
Right. So I was leaning towards math because I was good at it in high school. And then I found out when I got to college, I'm not good at math. Like,
what kind of math courses did they take
immediately
that like, they gave you good. That you realized you weren't good? Though?
Like calculus two. Or
so, but you took like, you took pre-calc in high school and you were good.
Yeah, and I took calculus one and I've aced it and just like boom, boom, boom.
Interesting. I feel like it would be kind of similar. I guess math just never ends.
No, no. And once it gets to like theoretical stuff and you got like a Russian guy. Barely Look, explaining things.
This
to
is
you.
Y equals mx plus b squared to 3.14415. But that's interesting, bro. Because like me always, I just didn't never was good at math, bro. Like once it got to statistics, I that was it.
Yeah,
I cannot do statistics.
I did statistics too at UCF, and that one I understood up to a point, and then once I like. Decided this isn't for me. I just gave up and I got all C's. I just like kind of skated by just to keep my GPA okay.
That must have been a slight bummer initially, thinking that you're so good at math.
Yeah,
yeah. Not to be like a Debbie Downer.
No, it's fine. But you also like you have that, you know, you're really stupid when you're in high school.
You don't know anything.
And you think that you're a genius. Like pretty much every high schooler thinks like I'm meant for greatness. So I had this idea of like, well, I'm going to go to college to, you know, for teaching, but that's my backup plan. I'm going to be a rock star, obviously. You know, I'm going to be in a metal band and all this. And that never happened.
What instrument did you play?
Guitar.
Let's go. You still strum the guitar?
What's that?
You still strum the guitar?
Yeah, I play in a band called John Brennan and the Big Feet.
Oh, love it. How many guitars do you have?
Not many. No, I only, how many do I? I think I have 5.
Whoa, that's not many?
Not really. For a guy that's been playing since he was 12.
Acoustic, you know, and electric?
Yeah, I have 3 acoustics.
And you got that Fender thing in the, what's it called?
What, the stand?
The Fender speaker. What's it called, though?
An amp?
Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes, an amp.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a small amp because it's New York. Back home, I have
the big set.
Big amp there.
Where did you guys practice when you were in Florida?
In high school? My like buddy's garage.
Oh, yeah. My God. Let's go. Classic. Fucked. Really?
Oh, yeah.
So I
because you just turn it up as loud as you can, and playing in cement garage is just.
I cool. would think that a lot of people who play in bands then, uh-huh. their hearing is just.
Yeah, we all have tinnitus.
What's that?
Or whatever, when you just have like constant ringing in the ears.
And there's no real way to prevent. Well, can you prevent it though?
I mean, you can just not listen to loud things. That makes it worse, obviously. Like if I go to like a concert.
Yeah.
And even sometimes if I have earplugs and I'll go home and it just boom.
Those earplugs don't look like they do anything anyways. Those small little orange ones, they do?
They do. But it's not like, you know.
If you wore those all the time and you were in a rock band, I mean, would that prevent? Is it hearing loss or it's just what you were saying, tinnitus?
I don't know if it's hearing loss, but yeah, it's just the constant ringing.
What's the solution?
Mine's not that bad.
Right, but what's the solution for that if you're going to be in a band? You just have to wear big headphones like this all the time? Yeah. And people, I've never seen anybody do that.
Yeah, it's sad. You see like guys that were like in 80s bands and some of them wear like things like this while they're on stage now. And they all just look like...
Because I also would imagine like after a long time, it just probably hurts too.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that too. And yeah, there's plenty of guys that they're like, yeah, I can't really hear out of my right ear anymore because, you know, the drum monitor was always there just blaring in.
What instrument would be the most affected by that? The drums, the guitar, the lead singer, or what?
Probably drummer, you know, because you got it right there. It's shooting sound right back at you. And you have the monitors of everyone. You have the singer, you have the guitars, the bass.
What do you mean the monitors?
Like you have speakers so you can hear what's going on in front of you. So yeah, they're getting blasted. They're usually pretty deaf, you know.
Is there going to be an AI solution for preventing that type of tinnitus or recapturing hearing? What do you think?
I mean, if you can afford it, you have in-ear monitors where you can adjust the volume and you can hear everything clearly.
Is that the stuff that you see maybe like a Justin Bieber wear on stage where he's got that little...
Yeah, it looks like the CIA cord. Agent.
Yeah. Like a secret agent.
And then when they really want to be cool, they take that out.
Oh, yeah.
And they have that dangle. Tight. They're like, I got to hear it acoustically.
Do you think he has some hearing loss?
Probably.
And that's probably from the band behind him or him singing, or maybe he's turning it up a little bit too much.
I mean, him too, because he's been doing it since he's such a young kid.
But people nowadays putting these ear pods in their head, is that really a concern?
Yeah. Yeah. A guitar teacher of mine way back in the day was like, if you're going to invest in anything, try to find like a company that's going to do like new hearing aids or something. Because in about 30 years, there's going to be massive hearing loss because everyone has, they're just blasting away.
Wow. What kind of headphones do you walk around with?
I do cheap fucking whatever. You know, I don't really care about, you know. Quality of sound.
People really don't think about that, you know, because people don't lose their hearing or have issues with hearing until they're probably in their 70s or 60s or 70s.
I mean, you think about the older generations, they are still, you know, they lose. My dad can't hear shit. He wasn't walking around with headphones on, you know, so it's gonna be bad.
The one time I do notice it is if I go to like a loud sporting event or yeah, a concert. Your ears are ringing. And even in these places in New York City, you go to the East Village and you have one of those loud bands, you walk out, your ears are ringing for at least 30 minutes.
Yeah. If somebody like claps next to me, my ear, like I can feel my eardrum constrict. Like it'll like hurt a little bit.
Damn, bro. Sorry to hear that. Yeah. Fuck.
That's why I make sure I never kill.
You know, like, right, hey, you just want what? Like the solid set.
Nice medium so my ears don't hurt. Don't clap, please.
Damn, man. Don't do, yeah, know. We put so much stress on our vision because, you know, you got to see. But hearing, I think, needs more love.
Yeah.
Like the Apple Vision Pro, you see this?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I saw on Reels, some guy was dropping a deuce, like looking out on a mountain view. And somebody comments, this is the end of humanity.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is not far off, dude. Can you imagine? Like, you're like, oh, yeah, I have to go excrete. And then all of a sudden, you're on the top of Everest, like looking out.
Well,
like,
that's just another thing. I mean, the phone has probably increased hemorrhoids to like a maximum amount. Me, I got fucking horns. Yeah,
I might have a couple in there too.
Dude, right, it's brutal.
But why do you think that? Because we're too much on the.
You're just staring at your phone
for too long.
Take a shit, wipe your ass,
get and your butt toilet. Is just like this. For,
yeah, you're yeah. spreading that thing. It's yeah. not supposed to be like that.
And it's also, you know, people, there's no way. I'd say like 95% of people, if they sit down and they realize they don't have their phone, they'll go and get their phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll waddle out yeah. there.
Their pants ass. On there. Yeah, on their ankles.
I gotta watch some cooking video while I shit. Obviously.
I wonder how much the Apple Pro Visions are going to be in like 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to continue to be very expensive, probably.
Yeah, but I wonder if it's going to be like, you know, the first rendition of those Apple computers were like, what, $20,000? Yeah. And then they started to get more affordable for, you know, people.
Eventually,
it's going to, I just can't imagine what the world is going to look like if people legitimately are walking around with those goggles.
I mean,
people definitely 25 years ago. Curve, yeah, you know? People 25 years ago probably can imagine people walking around with these big things. No. You know what I mean? But that's just a whole nother level.
Imagine how, like, you know, you still hear like old guys being like, everyone's looking down at their fucking phone. Imagine how they were reacting when the guys were watching, wearing the big boom boxes on their fucking shoulders. Like these yeah. fucking morons.
Yeah.
They're, and, you know, it all just.
Well, yeah, at least when they're doing this, it's like, you know, you're not really bothering anyone unless you run into somebody when you're like looking down. You know what I mean?
I think the only way it'll stop is if there's like a big, like, people keep dying. So if like there's people doing the Apple glasses, whatever, while driving and then getting in accidents, maybe that's when.
Yeah, but then they'll just improve it, back. And then like a couple days, like, yeah, a couple days like or a couple years
Apple
later,
Pro
they'll
car, figure it out. Actually,
yeah. Yeah. But zinning, I would think, is probably more safe than other alternatives like the smoking and the vaping.
So far, I mean,
because that's how
you might find out.
But that's how you're getting nicotine, correct?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Were you ever vaping?
No. No, I got a zen is totally a fucking consequence of comedy. It's just, you know, comedians were doing it. Buddy of mine, fucking addicted. And then he was like, here, try this. And I did it before a set. And I nearly, like, I was having a panic attack. So I had to spit it out and try to fucking balance myself out before the set. But then it was just like, I kind of did like it, though. You know, and then it's just now, as soon as I wake up, got one in. You know, and I try to spread it out. It says on the package, like, keep it in for an hour, then change. But you know, if I'm having a stressful day,
you're changing it out a lot or having it in for longer than an hour?
No, I'm changing it out a lot. Yeah. Because the hour thing, I think, isn't like the nicotine takes an hour. I think it only takes 15 minutes, but they're like, fucking take it easy.
It really has made a huge influx on society. I feel like within like the last 6 to 12 months.
Yeah.
If that.
Oh yeah.
Who started, is it the Philip Morris company? That water is all you, by the way. Is that that Philip Morris company, like, who started cigarettes? Who started Zyn?
I don't know. It's a Swedish company. I don't know what Swedish who, company.
Yeah, maybe they're bought by under that umbrella.
Like the big Zyn heads are like, you got to go to Sweden. They got flavors you'd never think of over there.
Like, what, like mango Zyns or something?
Fucking fish.
Birch beer. Yeah, fish Zyns. Oh my God, can you imagine?
They got disgusting salted fish Zyn.
Yeah, we're always looking for the The next high as humans.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good because it doesn't distract people really. You know, you can do it anywhere. You know, you're not smoking on the plane. You're not fucking vaping and all that shit. Which vaping doesn't bother me unless it's like a huge plume of smoke.
Right. You got one of those walkie-talkies and it's like...
Yeah, it's like, all right.
And even when people are doing it on the street, it's just like an entire cloud and then it goes behind.
Yeah.
Hits somebody in the face with it.
It just feels weird. It's like, that was just in your mouth.
Yeah. I don't know what. And then you're just inhaling it. Even though it does smell good sometimes. I just like, it's... Somebody, whoever is making the vapes or whatever it is in a different country, they don't care that it costs 11 cents. Like, they don't really care about your health, I imagine.
No, they don't give a shit at all.
No.
They don't even care about their
own health. You look back at cigarettes now, you're like, all right, how bad was it really? I guess there was a rat poison in there, but at least you knew the ingredients for the most part.
Yeah.
It was insane once they were marketing cigarettes in... What year was it? I mean, when cigarettes first came out and like, your doctor smokes Camels. Mm-hmm. Like, smoke at least 5 Camels a day. And everybody was smoking. And it's just like, it takes us time to learn what things are not good for us. You know, like the fast food industry. We're just figuring out within the last 20 years that we shouldn't be having McDonald's and Burger King and all that stuff every day, you know?
Yeah, I'm still bad with that. Tell you that much.
You have, what's your favorite? What's your go-to?
Wendy's.
Do you hear Wendy's is going to be charging different prices now during lunch hours?
Really?
Like Uber. So if you go in and you get the... Yes, dude. Like you go and you get... What's the Baconator, and it costs $5.89. I don't know how much it costs. If you go at 1 p.m., it could cost like $6.50 as opposed to go at 4 p.m.
Oh, yes, really?
Dude. Insane.
Well, that's fine for me. I only go there at like fucking...
You go weird hours.
AM, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So then you probably have a late price.
Night. Yeah.
Yeah.
After hopefully, a spot. I get a nice low.
But
price
isn't that nuts? Now it's like Uber surge pricing.
Well, that's crazy. I feel like that should be illegal.
Yeah. I wonder at some point it probably will become illegal.
You know, that doesn't seem
doesn't sit right with us.
Proper.
Yeah. I used to be a huge fast food guy. Just a big.
Really?
A big Big Mac guy, yeah.
You strike me as, like, always healthy.
Well, now I'm vegan, bro, but I had my phase.
Yeah.
You know, I had my phase where I was just eating everything.
How long have you been vegan?
About 4.5 years now. I had pretty invasive jaw surgery.
Yeah, I see.
And for about 5 months, I really couldn't chew anything solid. So switching to the soft foods, fruit, chickpeas, avocado.
Yeah.
And I just kind of made the transition there. I still was having fish for a while, but then I just cut out the fish. And New York's the easiest city to be vegan. Or there are other cities in other countries that makes it pretty easy.
Yeah.
Or maybe also Los Angeles. But it's been not so difficult. There's the occasional tempt when there's a delicious looking cake out. But I'm like, there's probably butter and egg in that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat that.
Well, that's good.
And then also with the not drinking, it helps too. What were you saying?
I think eventually, I don't know if I'll go vegan. Maybe I will. But
I'm
lactose intolerant.
Ah, bro, we all are.
So, yeah, but it's like, mine's like fucking vicious.
Really?
So it's like, I haven't touched like dairy in so long.
So when you go to Wendy's, what do you have?
I'll just have like a burger, no cheese.
Burger, no cheese? All right. Well, that's probably on the healthier side if you're going to eat something like that. Yeah. What about you have the fries too?
You can have the fries at Wendy's. You can't have them at McDonald's.
Why is that?
McDonald's, they
put it in beef.
Wash them. Well, they do. They fry them in beef tallow, but they wash them in milk before.
In what?
Milk.
No.
Before they freeze them. When I was like, okay, I'm making the decision to not do dairy anymore because it just fucks me up so much. Then you find out, well, all this other fat people food doesn't have dairy in it, so I'm just going to eat Oreos all the time.
Yeah, Oreos are vegan. Oreos, yeah. Twizzlers.
Fucking love.
You hammer like a whole sleeve. Sorry, what were you going to say before I interrupted you? Okay.
You know, so I'll just fucking go nuts on candy. Real bad. If I have a bad day, like I'll go to CVS, Dwayne Reed, and just
Sour Patch,
it's fucking vegan. Nerds,
vegan,
yeah.
And then they came out with the new clusters. Balls.
I had those last night,
Adam, bro. Those are new. I can't believe
new.
Not
that new.
No,
probably like 2-3 years.
Yeah, I started to see them maybe within like the last year.
Oh, it's a problem, man. Yeah, I fucking yeah.
But what was a really bad time? And what was a really bad time that you had with dairy that made you be like, I cannot eat dairy again?
So
like you went sober from dairy.
I did enough. My whole life, I've been like bad with dairy. I just didn't know. I thought that's how life was, right? So I would have dinner with my family. I'd have dinner with my family and be like, all right, we're having fucking mac and cheese and burgers. And oof. Also, you have to drink an 8-ounce glass of milk.
Of whole milk.
No, we were a skim milk family, which okay. seems pointless.
Right.
But
it was normal back then. But, yeah, 100%. I was like that too.
So my family. We did that. And then every night, 10 minutes after dinner, I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm dying. And I just thought that's what you did. I thought that's how life is, you know. And then you learn about some people aren't really supposed to have people, this. Yeah, everyone. But and then I move up here, and it's like it's New York. I gotta have pizza all the time, right? So I'm eating pizza late at night, and I'm just fucking dying. And it's also I was living on a couch, and. You know, it's one bedroom, one bathroom, and I'm just spending 30, 40 minutes in the bathroom. And the poor guy that's letting me sleep on his couch is probably needs to piss. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I got lava coming out of me. You know, so then eventually he left for like a week. And I was like, I'm going to do some tests here because I hate going to the doctor. So I was like, I ordered Shake Shack. I ordered like their cheesiest shit and a milkshake and all this stuff. And I had it, and within like 10 minutes, maybe less, my stomach was like, you're going to die. And I was like, okay, I'm done. But then I was done for a while. I start dating my girlfriend. I didn't tell her that I was lactose intolerant, and she kept making me cakes and cupcakes, you know, trying to lure me in.
Was it that part of the brain that you wanted cheese, or you were just kind of trying it on a whim or continuously eating it
with when she was making me that stuff?
Yeah,
that was a I don't want to hurt her feelings,
right?
You know, she's making me all this stuff, and also I enjoy like gifts, so thank you, but also I'm in so much pain. Damn. And just trying to last the night out, wait for her to fall asleep to go
die. To crush the bathroom, because apparently it triggers the same part of your brain as heroin.
Yeah,
casein. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Obviously, I'm not saying cheese is heroin, but I'm saying right. that there are different like parts of your brain that are like, even if it makes you feel like shit and you know it's going to make you feel like shit, you're like, hey, well, come on, maybe I'll try it. It's delicious.
I have that with other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they're coming back with, I saw some ads. I saw a Queen Latifah ad that was like, stop milk shaming. Like, you shouldn't be saying.
Going back to Got Milk?
Yes. And it's like, what do you mean stop milk shaming? You're putting your mouth and sucking on the teat of a cow? Like, that's weird.
She is
like,
a
you
queen.
Should be shamed for that. She is.
She's royalty, like, so we got to listen to her.
Just like, why are we going backwards here? And I feel like we know so much. We've seen so much on these animal products hurting people, making people feel like shit, where it's like, why are we going back and trying to help these big meat or big milk and the raise the bottom line or whatever it is.
Yeah, with me, like, now the idea of milk is pretty gross. Like, you know, I'll do lactate milk from time to time if I.
What's that?
It's milk that they put a certain enzyme in there that like takes away the lactose effect. I don't know what the fuck it is.
If that's possible, right?
I have it. It doesn't fuck me up, so I'm like, all right, you know. But I only use that if I'm like making a certain thing where I don't want to use a heavy coconut cream or something because I hate the way that tastes. Right. So I'll use that. But as far as, I'll still eat meat, you know, but.
Do you ever have the plant milks like cashew milk or stuff like that?
Yeah. Cashew milk. That's good for cooking and everything.
Yeah.
Oat milk, now I'm hearing, is not good for you.
Yeah. I think it's also some of the companies that are making oat milk are putting too much nonsense in there to make it taste too good. They're overcompensating. You know, if you're switching from milk and you love milk and then you want to try something else, they want to make you stick with it. Well, so I think it's also a balance. Like,
milk's not supposed to be sweet.
Right.
You know, so they'll come in and they'll just basically make it like a sweet cream.
What an interesting product that we were hammering in the marketplace for so long, being like, no, you gotta drink this stuff coming out of this animal.
Yeah.
Right? No other animal. No goat milk, freaking whatever, the other type of milk. Flamingo milk.
Some people do goat milk.
Yeah, right. But cow milk was like the main type of milk, right?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you grow up with it, just like so many kids' toys and everything. It's just like a little milk carton.
Yeah. You know, it was a Happy Meal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. At school lunch and everything. That was another thing at school. I never took a shit at school up never. Until college.
Really?
Until college. And I would just be in pain all day.
Usually I can control where I go. You know what I mean? Like I can control just doing it at my apartment. If I'm doing it in the morning or late at night.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
I'll never really go.
I have horrible digestive issues.
Still?
Yeah.
Is that still from the milk or from maybe other stuff?
Oh, no. It's from other stuff. I just have a bad diet, you know. I'm not a healthy guy.
What would you like to... You look like a healthy guy. Your face it looks healthy.
I don't know. I don't know what that's all about. What put lotion on today.
What do you think you'd cut out of your diet, though?
What I should? Yeah. I mean, I should cut sugar out. I mean, it's hard to cut it out completely, but, you know, no one... You know, a 33-year-old man shouldn't be going home and be like, I could do a box of Nerds right now. I could do that.
What size of box are we talking, though? Because Nerds boxes are really that. Right.
Well, the ones like you get like at a movie theater, you know.
Oh,
not the the rectangle.
That's
not,
your
not the Valentine's fucking thing.
So that's your go-to movie theater snack, Nerds?
No. If I go to a movie theater, I'm having popcorn, and I'm having a lot.
Slushy?
No.
Those popcorn. I can't really have it with the butter on it, but that was pretty delicious. But then it was sometimes too salty. Popcorn snacks are savage. Not only do they cost at least $20 for two items.
Yeah.
Which is the size of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they make it that big.
I go to Alamo Draft House. They do free refills on popcorn.
That's a movie theater?
Yeah. So that's like, it's one where you sit down and they bring you the food and shit. And you place your order and all that. It's
oh, wow.
My favorite movie theater chain. Mostly because they give a warning before the movie starts saying, don't fucking talk. We'll kick you out. And
that's perfect.
And you're allowed to be a snitch there. You're allowed to like put a card up and it looks like you're ordering more food, but really you're saying like these people won't.
Whoa. That's revolutionary, right? Bro. I remember I was talking about this on the last episode too. I saw Air by myself. You ever see that movie with Michael Jordan? No. I saw that by myself and there was a couple behind me. What am I going to turn around and be like, shh? Maybe and he's gonna be
then it's a problem.
Smack me in the back of the head.
The only time.
And I was by myself.
The only time I turned around, my girlfriend and I, we were seeing a really shitty horror movie. And
another time.
I thought it was rated R. It wasn't. It was PG-13. So it was just all teenagers there. And they wouldn't shut up. They kept like yelling and trying to like be funny and stuff. And it's like part of me, it's like, I was that. So I understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
But also it's like, I paid for this.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you spent $100 to watch that movie.
And at that moment, like, I was not making good money at all. So I was like, I was really poor. And so I, like, turn around and I'm like, hey, can you shut the fuck up? And then one of them I just stare at them. They go, turn around. And I'm like, fuck. Like, I'm in a standoff now.
Yeah, for the next hour and a half.
I'm just sweat, just all my back and everything, my lips twitching. The whole fucking thing.
Movie theaters can get tense.
It was a bad movie theater and it closed down, which made me very happy.
Right. This new system, or maybe it's not new, at the Alamo Roadhouse.
No, it's been around. Like they started in Texas. Now they got them all over the country. And I feel like every movie theater should be this
way. It changes movies. Movie theaters, I mean, in the city, I can imagine are probably not doing that well. Just with the lack of attendance, but that AMC stock rush, you remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you bought any at that time, it was insane. They got AMC billions of dollars. So now they're not closing down all over the city, which is game changing.
I used to only go to AMC.
Why was that? You had like a card?
I did. I had the rewards thing and all that shit, but I like the way they run their stuff and they do have like good, like screens and projections.
By the way, side note, they're stopping, that Nicole Kidman ad in the beginning. They've been doing it for 3 years. They're doing new ones now. Okay. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Google it. It was a solid ad. I forget what was happening during the ad, but anytime I saw it, I was like, oh. It's a nice little movie ad in the beginning.
Yeah, people made fun of it, but it's cool. Yeah, it's fine. I don't know. It didn't bother me at all. I like the ones when it was like a roller coaster.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was tight.
That was cool stuff.
You never got Slurpees, though?
at the movie theater?
Not really. My family was big on going to the movies. That was like our big family time.
Like once a week you go, or maybe once a month?
I'd say probably at least twice a month we would go. Right. Wow. And we would get the big popcorn, and my mom would make us all have napkins, and she would disperse it throughout. Right. And yeah, we'd do all that, but it was always just popcorn, soda, never candy. It was always just pop. So I'm still like stuck on that. I never do candy at a movie. I'll leave the movie and I'll be like, let's get some
candy. Yeah, because you haven't had any.
Let's get some Starburst.
Yeah, I hear you. How big is your family?
It's just, I got brother, sister.
And they're in Florida still?
My sister's in LA now.
Okay.
And pursuing acting.
Nice.
She's a bartender. And my brother, he's still in Florida. He's in like Tampa area. My parents just moved out there to be closer to the grandkids.
I was in St. Pete in Tampa for that Sunshine Comedy Festival down there. And I had no idea that that part of Florida was really bumping. I mean, seemed like a lot of young people and like the place to be.
Tampa is, I like Tampa.
Yeah.
Like if I like had to move back to Florida, it would be that. I mean, my family's there, but also it's like, I do like that area and it does have a good comedy scene.
Yeah. Really good.
So it's,
I was surprised.
Yeah. It's not bad over there. And they got,
dude, they have a lot of vegan clubs. Restaurants there too. I was like, really? What? Yeah. One of the top 10 vegan cities in the country. I
what's
was like,
the, what's the best vegan pizza in New York? Because I struggle to find
it. Artistic pizza across from
you think so?
The Black Hat. You have it?
I hate your crust.
Fat Black. You've had the vegan.
Oh yeah,
Ben's,
many times.
Bro, Ben's Pizzeria was not good when I had it.
Ben's vegan stinks.
Yeah.
They use shitty fucking they
it was
use,
not good.
What do they use? They use a diet cheese.
Try artistic again.
I've had it a million times.
Really?
And every vegan time pizza? I'm like,
damn it. It's sorry
just,
I said I that
there's
then.
Just something about it.
I thought it was, I had it last night. I've had it like three times the past couple weeks.
I've had Two Boots and Williamsburg.
Vegan? How's that?
It's pretty good. A lot of.
Yeah.
Sometimes with the vegan though, they like overcompensate on vegetables on top.
Well, I get the plain.
Okay.
You don't get a plain cheese? Try, dude, you got to try that. But this episode is actually sponsored by Stockale Dreamery, which is some of the best vegan cheese around, which we did at the beginning of the episode.
Okay.
It was a little pre-recorded thing.
I remember. It wasn't pre-recorded.
They have really good cheese, and I hope that someday somebody puts that on pizza, but it's very difficult to make the texture and kind of the same taste
very,
as cheese.
Very tough.
You know? But we'll see, because we really need to continue to shift away from dairy. There's so many countries in the world where dairy is not even an option.
Yeah.
You can't even go and get dairy because so many of the citizens of that country get sick, you know, or are lactose intolerant.
Right. I'm talking about Asian places, people.
Yeah. Well, also India. I don't think they really have it. Indian people are very really? Lactose intolerant.
Really? Well, they use butter in a lot of shit.
Right. But I think that's kind of different.
Well, they use ghee.
What's ghee?
So ghee is, they boil the butter and then take out the whatever.
You ever seen some of those street cooking videos where they have that dirty ass pan? God. To be honest, it looks a little good, but yes, I have the same kind of
that's,
reaction.
That's just,
they just have thousands.
Have
they have thousands of dishes cooked in that just old ass 30-year-old pan. The cleaning process is just cooking more in it.
Yeah. No, it adds to the flavor.
Thing.
What, that always bothers
you spend, me. You spend a lot of time, though, eating at like late times during the night?
Yeah.
You think maybe that affects you and your digestive issues?
Oh, yeah. I know everything that's affecting me. You know?
Yeah. Just, I mean, we usually just, do know things that I it's just tough to stop know. Or whatever.
Hey, you know? And you're lazy. I don't want to go home after fucking barking for 4 hours. Now I got to go cook a meal. Fuck that.
You work out?
No.
Why not start?
Well, you know, I hate myself.
Well, bro, start feeling better potentially.
That's true.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, I need a program. That's like the biggest thing. I can't just go in on it on myself. You know, the idea back in the day. You know,
when you were hanging out with those football guys, they probably lifted a bunch.
Yeah, they tried getting me into some of that stuff, and you know. Back then, I was that like annoying teenager where it's like, hanging out with a bunch of guys lifting weights. What are you, gay?
Yeah, right, right, right.
What are you, where really it's just like, I don't want you guys to see how weak I am. I don't want you guys to realize.
Did you play any sports in high school?
In high school, no. I stopped playing sports around eighth grade. I played baseball for like 10 years.
Okay.
Like Little League and shit. Then I started skateboarding. And then then I started guitar, and then I was done with everything.
Do you ever skateboard now to places?
No. I bought a skateboard during the pandemic when I was stuck in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to get back into this.
A longboard or a skateboard?
Skateboard. Uh-huh. And I was like, I'm going to get back into this. And I rode it around my neighborhood for a little bit. And then while I was riding down a hill, hit a rock, and I was like, I think I'm done.
Ah.
You know, I fucking flew. Yeah, every scar on my body is from like a bike.
I was gonna ask, what's that from?
Yeah, so I
show the camera.
Yeah,
well, that's from a skateboard bike.
It's a bike. It's my little grub worm. I was riding a bike to a friend's house just around the street, and the front tire just flew off. Forks went to the ground, and I fucking flew over, and just fucking I got it. Yeah, can't see it because the beard, but I got my chin like opened up. You know.
Scar boys.
Yeah. And I was just covered in blood. This cop drives past me. He doesn't even stop. He's just, he's just a kid. Okay. You know? And then I show up to my friend's house, and his dad was a firefighter. And he looks at me. He's like, you got to go to the hospital. I was like, what? It's like, what time? It's just a little bit of blood. He's like, oh, look in the mirror. And she's like, wide open.
Damn.
So what happened with this? I don't.
How old are you?
33.
No, how old were you?
Oh, when that happened? I was probably like 16. And I don't know if it's because of what the nurses did. I think I scar like this. Usually my scars get really raised. But when they were cleaning it, they took like a fucking beach towel. Like a thick, it wasn't a beach, like a towel you get at a shitty hotel. And they just dug it in there and really scraped all that shit out of there. And this was just a mess for months. And now it's this fucking gross scar that changes colors. Like if it's cold outside, this turns blue, purple and shit.
I sometimes have an issue like that with my neck. But you find it's getting better?
No, I mean, it doesn't hurt or anything. It itches from time to time. And I scratch it and it annoys my girlfriend because it makes like kind of like a little cricket sound. So I'll do it next to her ear. Just looking, let's see if you can pick it up.
Oh, bro.
It's my little maraca.
I hear you. Yeah. Let's smoothly transition to your time at Florida State. How was that?
So, not great. You know, I'm superly social. Like, I got crazy social anxiety and everything. So, I wasn't a, like, big party guy.
Bro, you've been doing swimmingly on this pod. I would have never known.
Oh, you know, therapy and drugs. No.
Zen.
Zen. It's really just Zen. Just keeps me going. But, so I mostly just stayed in. Most of it, you know, like Michael Good.
Yeah.
So yeah, he went to Florida State too. Total different experience with him. Like he was in a frat. He was party guy. He knew everybody. And I think he went a little bit after me, but, I would, you know, I knew people that were social. So I would go out with them like maybe twice a month, but mostly it was just like, I'm going to stay in, watch movies, you know? Fucking get addicted to porn and then that's been my big thing of like the past year is cutting it out.
Oof, it can be distracting.
Oh, it's more than distracting. That's you want to talk about milk. That's bad. We need Queen Latifah to be out there to be like, stop watching porn, drink milk.
Yeah. I think it affects people differently for sure.
Oh yeah, it's bad. Yeah, I know, it's no good. No good for me. But anyway, so that's what FSU was. But I was there for music, and you know, I'm a good guitar player. I catch on to stuff quickly with that, but I just, my heart wasn't in it, you know. So I was like, I don't know if I want to do any of this. And some of my teachers were kind of calling me out on it, being like, you're not really trying. You're kind of just skating by on your talent. Like you're not really practicing. So, once I left FSU, I moved up here and I was like, I'm still going to try music. And so I was doing like open mics and shit and maybe a couple shows. And I was like, I hate this. And it's just every open mic, if it was a mixed open mic and there was comics there, I would like gravitate towards them and just hang out with them, because talking to musicians is just fucking brutal.
So you like comedy better than music?
Yeah. And I think it's a, in my opinion, a harder art form, and it's a more honest one from the crowd's perspective. Like, if you fucking suck at a mic, you're playing music at a mic, and there's a crowd there, and you stink at the end of your song, they're going to clap because it's just customary. It's like, well, you played some music. All right. But if you stink after...
Or even during, jokes, you'll feel it too.
They will be like, nah.
And New York, probably the most honest city for that. Yeah. And you could say maybe that playing in a band in New York is one of the least honest places, because people give you that that clap afterwards.
Yeah, you get the benefit of doubt, but I mean, you can still tell. Like, it's not as enthusiastic and people aren't coming up to you or whatever, but it's... Yeah, it just didn't really click for me, which it was tough, you know, being like, oh, I thought this was my thing. And then I was like, I guess.
Did you ever play in the park?
I did when I moved here. I did that. I did that. The saddest one is I did it on Thanksgiving. I never go home for Thanksgiving. And so I was living on that couch.
How much money did you make that day?
That day, zero. I made nothing.
For how long?
I was probably out there for an hour. Not that long. And it started to snow, and I was just like, all right, I'm going to pack it in.
Bro, but that'll be the opening scene in your movie when you make it big, when you make it huge, you know what I mean? You're freaking out there, it's snowing, no money in the hat.
Nothing. No, and I did like the classic thing, you put the hat out, you put a couple dollars in there.
Oh, right.
Like, people are open to it.
Yeah.
You know, the only time I think I got money was from like a kid. And I wasn't playing really a song. I was just noodling around. And he was just like, hey, you're really good. And you know, his parents gave him money. So that was like, all right.
He was a tourist, maybe? Nice.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, you're not going to get anything really from
him. Yeah, tourists are usually nice about that.
But that was like the other thing. It's like you're playing outside. There's a bunch of other people playing outside as well. And they are, like, these are virtuosos. Like, the people, like, these are freaks. That should be professional, you know.
But you mean the freaks are really good?
Yeah, like crazy. There's guys that have been playing out in Central Park for probably 20 years, and that's how they make their living. It's just a saxophone guy.
Are they making a couple few hundred dollars a day doing that, or how are they making a living doing that?
Yeah, they're probably doing that. I mean, and they're out there all day.
Busking, they call it.
Yeah, all day they're out there. And they're also like, you know, they're hyping people up. And I don't have that in me. Yeah, I'm very much so just like...
When you perform on the subway, you have to get a license or permit. Yeah. And that's for the day or for an extended period of time. How does that work, if you know about that?
I looked it up. I think from what I remember, it was like you have to have a generic license, performing license. And then you do have to like, I'm going to be here at this time. I think. And I'm sure it's like people don't follow that. I'm sure. You know, because it's like, all right, well, you're going to fucking bust me when this homeless guy's got his ass out.
Yeah. Shut up. But usually you'll see those people who are in the subway or whatever, they'll have their sign up there or something like that.
Yeah. And they have all their stuff with them.
Do you have to be at a certain level?
Like, nah.
No.
I mean, maybe now. Maybe like, send a tape. We'll see if we'll give you a license.
Send a 5-minute tape. Yeah, we'll let you know like what station you could go to.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, we're sending you up to the Bronx, 168.
Sorry. Good luck.
Yeah, but this guy's getting in on Union Square. Tell you that. Yeah. That's freaking hilarious.
Like, listen, we got Jimmy Fallon at Union Square tonight. He's got a mustache on.
I saw when he was doing that. He's doing like a surprise performance. Yeah, his film crew probably got that all set up.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Very funny. A comedy show to perform music and not have any jokes in it.
I feel you. Definitely true. Levi, dude, thank you so much for coming on the pod. This is great, dude.
Thank you.
Before we get out of here, man, we're popping up your Instagram. Let us know where we can find you. This will be up on this coming Thursday. If you have anything coming up this coming weekend, or you keep it on the Instagram, whatever. Shoot whatever you got to do down the tube.
Yeah, just follow me on Instagram, Levi the White. It's also on Twitter, but I never tweet because...
Who tweets?
Yeah.
Literally.
There's nothing to say.
I hear you. Follow this guy. Yeah. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Levi, thank you. Goodbye. Bye-bye.